This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My name is Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum. I know that abortion is haram in Islam, and prior to 120 days, it is allowed for medical reasons. But if someone finds out after 120 days, that is 4 months, there is a major deformation in the child or the fetus is severely deformed and cannot lead a normal life, and it would cause suffering to the parents. Is abortion permitted in this situation? As far as abortion is concerned, it can be divided into two broad categories. The first is abortion prior to 120 days. The second is abortion after 120 days. Abortion prior to 120 days, that is prior to 4 months before soul has been breathed into the child. And the second category is abortion after 120 days, after 4 months after soul has been breathed into the child. As far as abortion prior to 120 days, before soul has been breathed into the child, before 4 months is concerned, it can be done only in two situations. The first is that if the child is severely deformed, and if there's a major deformation in the child, for example, the child has a congenital heart disease. So in this situation, if it is confirmed by specialist doctors, preferably Muslims, that there is a severe deformation in the fetus, then the fetus can be aborted. The second situation, wherein abortion is permitted prior to 120 days or prior to 4 months, before life is breathed into the child, is if the life of the mother is in danger. And the doctors, the specialist doctors, they have confirmed regarding this. So in this situation, because the life of the mother is in danger, the fetus can be aborted. As far as abortion after 120 days is concerned, after 4 months, after soul has been breathed into the child, abortion cannot be done after 120 days for any reason except if the life of the mother is in danger. And this has been confirmed by specialist doctors. Besides this, in no situation the child can be aborted. Even if there is a severe or a major deformation after 120 days, because soul has been breathed into the child, the fetus cannot be aborted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 31, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Kill not your children for want of sustenance. We shall give sustenance to them as well as to you. People, many a times, they fear poverty. Many people, they think that because they do not have money, they will not be able to upbring their children. And they resort to abortion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this verse of the glorious Quran that kill not your children for want of sustenance. Kill not your children for fear of poverty. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will take care of them as well as you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-An'am, chapter number 6, verse number 151. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. Kill not your children out of poverty, of a fear of poverty. We shall give sustenance to you as well as to them. Certain people who are rich, they may not want to have more children because they may fear, they will want to have spacing, and they may fear that they will not be able to give the correct upbringing to their children. They may not be able to make their children doctors, engineers, and successful human beings. They may not be able to focus on more number of children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide sustenance to you as well as to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. And it is a test for us human beings when we are blessed with children, that how we upbring our children. Today, there are so many couples in the world, they want children, but they do not have children. Whereas on the other hand, we have parents wherein they have children and they resort to aborting their child. What a pity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with a child and you want to abort this child. This is totally against the teachings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Abortion, it is haram in Islam, except for the situations or the conditions that I've mentioned. Only if these conditions are fulfilled or in these situations, abortion is permitted. But in general, abortion, it is haram in Islam. And before the glorious Quran was revealed in the Arab land, it was a common practice that when a female child was born, they used to bury her alive. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. After the revelation of glorious Quran, this evil practice, it has been stopped in the Arab land. But yet it persists in many countries of the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُ مُسْوَدَّ وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And when news is brought to them about a female infant child, his face darkens and he's filled with inert grief. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُ مُسْوَدَّ وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءٍ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَىٰ هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّ فِي التُّرَابِ عَلَىٰ سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. And when news is brought to them about a female infant child, his face darkens and he's filled with inner grief. In pain, should he hide it from the people or should he bury it into the dust? Ah, what an evil they decide upon. The glorious Quran not only prohibits the killing of female infant children, it even rebukes the thought of a person becoming sad on the news of a female infant child. So aborting any child, whether it be male or female, it is prohibited in Islam. Unless if there is a dire situation and unless if there is a situation as I have mentioned earlier, but in general, abortion should not be done and a person should not resort to abortion. It is a test for us human beings. Our children, they are a test for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with children. And unfortunately, people, they resort to abortion. So abortion, it is not the solution.